Microsoft has just announced the successor to the Xbox 360 games and entertainment system, the Xbox One, will launch here in Australia on November 22 this year. And today on Tech Daily, I have from Microsoft Australia, Alan Bowman and Adam Pollington. How are you going, guys?
Yeah, going really well, thanks. Fantastic.
Busy day, I bet.
Yeah, look, it's really been a busy day. We kicked off this morning with Channel 7 and the Sunrise program to unveil the Xbox One racing team, and with the announcement that we're going to be launching the Xbox One game console on November 22nd. So, yeah, look, it's been a really, really busy day today. But I think one of the most exciting parts of the announcement today is the fact that we're going to be entering the Xbox One racing team as a wildcard entry into the Bathurst 1000. And so we're going to bring the reality of racing to Xbox.
All right. I actually would have defined the Xbox One racing team as the people who were lining up on launch day to buy the console, and as the clock hit midnight, they'd be the ones racing into to pick up a console.
Yeah, well, the interesting thing about that is our pre-orders for Xbox One have surpassed the level of pre-orders we had for Xbox 360, so right. We're incredibly excited about that. I think the last few months there's been excitement building around Xbox One, and I think with the announcement today of the inclusion of the Bathurst track in Forza Motorsport 5 for the first time ever, I think we're going to see a real pickup in interest in people wanting to play. You know, I think for all the years that have been involved in Xbox, the one thing that was always asked was, you know, when are we going to get the Bathurst track in Forza? And with the announcement today of the inclusion of Bathurst in Forza Motorsport 5, I think we're going to see a whole lot more people really, come out, like you say, on launch day and want to be part of the Xbox One experience.
Absolutely. We'll come back to some game titles in a second. I have to ask here a bit of a sly question. The November 22 launch date seems somewhat strategic, given that, of course, Sony Computer Entertainment recently announced that they're going to go to market a week later with their PlayStation 4 on the 29th. Am I reading too much into that?
Oh, look, I think it certainly helps being first out of the gate, no doubt. Alan just mentioned momentum behind pre-orders is fantastic for us right now. Also today we announced that we stocked out of our black day one special edition SKU.
Right.
And we've now moved to a totally new offering of the Xbox One console with a bonus FIFA 14 game. So I think our announce date a week earlier combined with the momentum we have right now in our new FIFA bundle, I think things are only looking up.
It's interesting mentioning the FIFA bundle there and talking about games. And, of course, personally, having been around for the launch of the original Xbox and the Xbox 360, it's quite clear that for many, the decision on which console to buy, which direction they go in, is heavily influenced by the games or the exclusives that are available for that system. So, obviously, games are a big part of hardware success. What other things can we get excited about for Xbox One then?
Yeah, well, I think you really hit the nail on the head there with Xbox One games is certainly first and foremost in mind. I think out of E3 we had a fantastic showing, taking 111 awards. We have over 20 games launching day one with the console, 8 of which are exclusive to the platform, a third of which are totally new IPs. But in addition to that, I think we're delivering a whole lot more. You know, it's not just about games, we're also delivering a fantastic number of entertainment options for customers, including, for example, Skype in 1080p, where customers can connect through their friends and to their friends and family through that Skype platform from the comfort of their lounge room. But I think also what's very exciting about Xbox One is we really have moved to future-proof the box in the sense that with Xbox One and the 300,000-odd dedicated servers around the world, we're able to leverage the power of the cloud, which means essentially for every Xbox One that's in one of our customers' living rooms, there's three more in the cloud. And we really have enabled architecture that will grow with the strength and with the power of the cloud, such that processing power is no longer so much about what's on the box when the customer takes it home day one, but how that will evolve over the next 5 to 10 years.
That being said, that the processing power of the Xbox One is looking pretty impressive.
Absolutely. I mean, without a doubt, it's leaps and bounds ahead of what Xbox 360 is today. And as I just mentioned, with the power of the cloud, the processing power, even out of the box, is going to continue to expand and grow. And I think we're going to see some very exciting new features and experiences both within games and also entertainment apps as we progress through the Xbox One's life.
That's interesting. Now, actually, going back to the Xbox 360, a lot of people are asking how much life is left in the Xbox 360 and, you know, hoping that they can hang on to it for a few more years.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's our full intention to continue to support the Xbox 360 platform alongside Xbox One. We've got over 100 games launching across the industry for Xbox 360 this year. And with additions and upgrades to the Xbox Live service, you're going to see certainly a very robust business out of Xbox 360 in the coming years also.
We've seen in the past, you know, the hardware getting a bit of a reworking over the last few years. Are we likely to see anything else happen with the Xbox 360, perhaps even some further refinements while it's, you know, there's so many customers still out there?
Well, at E3 this year, we just announced our new slim version of the Xbox 360 console, which, of course, brought some minor upgrades as well as a refinement in the style and design of the console.
That's right.
So that has a lot of legs in it. Whether we make further modifications in the years to come, I guess, is yet to be seen. But right now, we're very focused on the new slim Xbox 360.
Sounds good. And just a reminder, what is an Xbox One going to cost us? What are the price points?
So the Xbox One's $599. That's whether you have been lucky enough to get your hands on a day one edition or whether you pick up the Xbox One console with FIFA, it will still be $599. You know, with the combination of the inclusion of the Kinect sensor, you know, the fantastic new technology in the Xbox One console, as well as FIFA 14 now being included, we feel that, you know, it's a fantastic offer.
And you think you might actually sell out of them, or will there be plenty around?
Our day one edition just sold out, so yep. Things are moving quick. The units are flying out the door. So I'd say to anyone out there who wants an Xbox One, the time is now. Jump in. Don't take the risk.
Now, I know you can't speak for us, you know, specific publishers, but generally Xbox One games going to cost us about the same as an Xbox 360 game?
Yeah, so they will vary. Obviously, whether it's a title that Microsoft publish or whether it's one of our third-party partners, a Microsoft game will retail for around $89.95. You know, that's out there today and customers are pre-ordering at that price. So it really is great value considering that, you know, many games today on 360 sell for $99.95.
Okay, and where are you guys going to be on November 22 then?
Well, I can't speak for Alan, but I think I'll be celebrating, popping the champagne. I'll be glad it's out the door by that point, I'm sorry.
Excellent. Well, Alan and Adam from Microsoft Australia, thanks again for taking time out to talk Xbox One on Tech Daily.
Thanks very much.
Thanks for your time, Andy. Bye for now.